That would make sense. Since a person doesn't usually, at least consciously, choose their parents or their siblings or their co-students or their in-laws or their co-workers, then how would you suggest that they could continue in those relationships that appear, let's say, inherently disharmonious and still maintain a positive personal experience?
Every experience will be better once you begin looking for things that you want. In other words, have you ever had an experience where you met with someone? It might be someone you know very well. It might be someone you were just meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But as you had this encounter, when it was over, you say to another, I do not know why I behaved in that way. That
right.
is not who I am. I don't know what came over me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you what came over you, the influence or expectation of the other. Because you were not clear about who you are and what you wanted to be, because you were not looking for what you wanted to see, you saw something you did not want to see, and by the power of their influence and by your own lackadaisical attitude, you became that which you are not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our point is this. You may uplift all who interact with you to being harmonious with you if you will look for those points of harmony and focus upon them. For as your friends see you see them, they will show you more of them. We are not saying that it is instantaneous, but as you stop looking for things you don't want and begin looking for things you do want, you will develop a sort of habit. What you will soon find is that those who are inherently not in harmony with you will begin to escape your life experience, while you will begin attracting those who are inherently in harmony
mm-hmm.
with you.
So the child is influenced by the parent, but it doesn't have to be a continuing influence on through the rest of the child's adult life. That's an individual decision on the part of the child who's now an adult.
Or lack of decision in most cases. There are two primary hindrances to child's deliberate creating. One is influence of others. The other is influence of their own habits. But the answer for the child or for anyone who is wanting to be deliberate in their creating is to think about what they want.
Mm-hmm.
To give more thought to you are wanting to live happily ever after. To give more thought to what you are wanting to be or do or have 10 years from now. To think about tomorrow. Indeed, when you get up in this day, to think about today. And as you are deliberate in your long-range segments, in your medium-range segments, even in the segment that is this moment, you will be more deliberate in your attracting.
Mm-hmm.
Most of what you experience comes to you by accident or by default. You do it. That is ordinarily the greatest resistance that we receive when we begin to talk to a new student about deliberate creating. They will say, Abraham, why can you say that I am creator of my experience? Certainly I would not have created this mess. I do not want it. And we say, we did not say you did it intentionally.
Right.
We said you did it through your thoughts because you do not understand the laws.
There are numbers of adults who today have trauma, problems in their lives. They quote the problem as being caused by their parents' influence. And, of course, as long as they do that, of course, they'll keep rehashing that, won't they? And they'll continue to experience the problem.
That is a wonderful example, for it points out what we are wanting you to understand regarding most of your negative thought. Those parents usually are not there now.
That's true.
Or if they are, it is in very small segments.
Mm-hmm.
A very small percentage of your life is spent with those parents, and yet you still allow that relationship to clutter or make you feel pain now.
And it need not.
Indeed not. It is there because of your attention to it. Take your attention from it, and it will not be. Have you ever had the experience where there was something great in your life that was troubling you very much? It seemed so important, and it seemed so terrible that you could not take your thoughts from it,
yeah.
It seemed. But you did find some sort of distraction. You
right.
went to sleep, or you went to a movie, or you thought about something else,
sure.
And suddenly you were taken up short by the awareness that you were not having pain for a few moments. What we are saying to you is that as you give your attention to other things, you will not feel the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the key to positive, deliberate creating.
Okay. Thank you.
Some would say, Abraham, you mean we should put our head in the sand? We say, if it gives you some form of distraction from negative creating, it can be of value.
Thank you.
If you are
good.
Sensitive to your warning bells, you will never reach the place of that great despair, for you will avoid focusing upon any little negative to the point that it becomes greater and greater and greater and greater.
Well, the tendency, my experience many years gone by, was to try to fix the problem. I've kept thinking if I can think about it enough, I can get it fixed, but it seemed like it just increased.
If you are wanting to fix the problem, give your attention to the solution.
Mm-hmm.
When you are looking at solution, you are feeling positive.
Good.
When you are looking at problem, you are feeling negative.
Mm-hmm.
Just as when you are looking at what you want, you are feeling positive, while when you are looking at what you need, you are feeling negative. As you focus upon the lack of what you want, you will feel negative emotion. As you focus upon the subject of what you want,
mm-hmm.
you will feel positive emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It seems almost the same thing. That is why your emotion helps you to know.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel good, you are helping. When you feel bad, you are hurting. When you feel good, you are positively creating. When you feel bad, you are negatively creating.